Welcome again to the Business of Kush, the cannabis business podcast, where your host, Chip Schweiger, the Greenleaf CPA, and his guests talk about all the business side of the cannabis industry, including accounting, finance, investing, and news of the day. If you're a cannabis business owner, investor, or industry insider looking for the dopest tips to make more money, improve profits, and increase the value of your cannabis business, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, Chip Schweiger.
Hi, folks, and welcome to this week's episode of The Business of Kush, the podcast where you get one actionable tip each and every week to increase the value of your cannabis business. For our regular listeners and subscribers, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again this week. I sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. And if you're a new listener, a very warm welcome to what in a short time has really become one of the top cannabis business podcasts out there. So if you found yourself here for the first time, you're in great company. Once again, I'm your host, Chip Schweiger, the Greenleaf CPA. Yep, I'm that guy who's made it his mission to see you and your cannabis business grow by bringing 28 years of experience in public accounting and corporate finance to you, the cannabis entrepreneur. And I created this podcast with you in mind, with tips and tricks to make more money or build a more valuable cannabis business. Now, since we built this thing for you, how you feel about the topics we discuss and the guests we have and the episodes we record is super important. And over the last 6 months of this podcast, we've covered a lot of topics, from how to get investors to why cannabis businesses fail to how to create more valuable cannabis businesses. And we've added in success stories of talented cannapreneurs who have done it the right way. But look, it's a lot of stuff to digest. I mean, I get it. So in this week's episode, let's try to bring a lot of this together for both the brand new cannabis entrepreneur and for those who have been in the business for a while. So if you're ready to start a budding cannabis business, this episode is for you. Before you start any business, you should have some idea of what the industry landscape is like. What are the earning potentials? What are the risks? Who is your competition? Now, given the cannabis industry's short history, no one can be fully confident in how the cannabis industry will unravel and how cannabis businesses will fare. A huge thing to consider, though, is the demand in your area where you're planning to start your cannabis business and how you can set yourself apart from what others are offering for the same product or same service. After all, you won't be the only one wondering how to start a new cannabis business when your state goes legal. Now, what if you have already set up your company and have been operating for a while? Well, keep listening to this week's episode because we're going to talk about some important aspects of your cannabis business that if you haven't done, it's not too late. As more and more states legalize the plant, cannabis businesses, even existing ones, are presented with more profit earning potential. I mean, think about it. Since legalization in 2014, Colorado's regulated cannabis industry sales have topped $6 billion, and sales are projected to reach $50 billion by 2026, further proving the potential of a very lucrative industry. So here's what you need to know before starting a cannabis business and the steps to take if you decide to enter the cannabis industry. Now, there's no denying that the cannabis industry can be a lucrative career choice. So as I mentioned, there's good stuff in this episode for everyone, even those who have had a cannabis business for a while. But starting a business, any business, requires a decent amount of work, both to prepare and to legally create and operate it. So here's the six things you need to think about to get going and to keep going. All right, so number one is deciding what kind of cannabis business to start. Now, normally the first step for starting any business would be coming up with a business idea. But if you've already decided to start a cannabis business, you've already got that step completed. So what you do need to decide, though, is what part of the cannabis industry do you want to be in? Do you want to open a dispensary? Do you want to grow cannabis or deliver it? Or maybe you want to do it all. Either way you go, the steps to starting a cannabis business can't progress until you've decided on this very important aspect. Many of the other steps for starting a business will be fairly basic, but remember that with the cannabis businesses, the laws from state to state can change dramatically, and you need to be very sure of them before taking action. You want to spend a lot of time doing your research so you can completely understand the rules around where and how you can sell cannabis. Talking to people who've started cannabis businesses of their own is also a great place to start. So check out episode 7, where we talk about Josh Delaney and how he started and grew his CBD company from zero to $26 million exit because he picked exactly where he wanted to be in the cannabis industry, and then he stayed laser focused. All right, step number 2 is to write your business plan. Now, when starting a cannabis business, your business plan will need to be a bit more detailed than it would be if you were opening a less strictly regulated business like a restaurant or a jewelry business. First of all, make sure you're following every law in your state. From where you want to open up your cannabis business to who your suppliers will be, make sure everything is in line with the law. I think the most surprising thing about having a cannabis business for new cannapreneurs is the amount of regulation that's involved and how it's constantly changing. Your business plan will likely continue to change as the laws do, but it's key to have it in place when you're first starting your cannabis business, and it's important to continue to update it as you continue to run your cannabis business. Now, when you do first create your first business plan, make sure it includes the following. It's got to include the business costs and when you plan to turn a profit. It's also got to articulate how you plan to attract customers and what's going to set your business apart from others like it, as well as who your competitors are. You've also got to talk about where you're going to run your business from and make sure that there's not another cannabis dispensary just 20 feet down the road. Also, who are your suppliers going to be? Where are you going to get your product from? And finally, whether you have legal counsel to help you keep everything in order from a legal standpoint and accounting services to keep the books and records straight, as well as your state seed to sale tracking, because that's crucial in our industry. And if you remember back to our very first episode, episode number 1, we talked about the 10 reasons why investors don't invest in a cannabis business. And guess what one of those were? Yep, no business plan. No business plan means no investment. Full stop. It's really that crucial. Okay, the number 3 step is to register your business name and entity. Now, since cannabis isn't legal on the federal level and national prohibitions prevent the interstate sale of cannabis, big businesses have generally stayed away from the cannabis industry to date. Now, making it a prime industry for local businesses and local entrepreneurs to enter. Your cannabis business will likely be local and on a smaller scale, but you still need to choose a business entity that's right for you. The business entity you choose will affect the taxes you pay and the level of risk you're personally exposed to. Now, you might be leaning towards opening your business as an LLC, or what we call a limited liability company, or maybe even a corporation. Both entities can shield owners from personal liability, but there are some key differences when it comes to an LLC versus a corporation. In episode 13, we talk about the big mistakes you can make in setting up your cannabis business. So listen to that one for a full list of considerations about the setting up of your cannabis business. You'll also need to choose a name for your cannabis business. And this process for choosing a business name will be specific to your state, but generally, you'll need to conduct a search to ensure the name you want is available. And then there'll be a small fee associated with reserving your name for a set amount of time. Nail down both of these things before you try to register your cannabis business, as you're going to need this information to be able to do so. Okay, the 4th step is to register your cannabis business and obtain the licenses and permits. Now, every state has different laws around starting a cannabis business, and therefore, different types of business licenses and permits and registration practices will be required depending on where you want to open your business. You'll need to do your homework and ideally contact a legal or accounting professional in your state that can help you sort through everything to register your cannabis business and get the proper permits. Now, before starting any cannabis business, know exactly what documentation, licensing, and regulatory bodies you need to comply with to start and to operate your business, and especially if you're applying for a social equity applicant license. Some states like California have portals designed specifically for the licensing of cannabis businesses and entire websites designed for business owners looking to start a cannabis business. Keep in mind that simply being a cannabis retailer or dispensary owner also comes with different rules and regulations than a business that grows or delivers cannabis. All of these cannabis-specific permits, licenses, and registrations come in addition to registering your business in the state, simply so that you're able to be cleared to do business there. Don't forget that while you'll be saddled with more cannabis-specific tasks, you'll also have to do all of the other work when it comes to taxes and registration that a regular business would have to do. The number five step is to register to pay taxes. Taxes also depend on the state in which you're starting your cannabis business. However, no matter where you're starting your cannabis business, you should also apply for a federal employer identification number, which is also called a business tax ID and number. Now, you can apply for an EIN directly online from the IRS, and you'll get approved almost immediately. You'll need it when the tax season rolls around, and you'll need it for paying payroll and the income taxes for your business. Your EIN will also be necessary if you decide to open a business bank account or credit card, or if you apply for funding. Which brings us to step number six, which is actually getting funding. Every new entrepreneur has to face the reality of business startup costs. Those starting a cannabis business, though, might have more expenses than the typical business. And if you can find that you can't cover all of these initial expenses yourself, you may need to look for funding to start your cannabis business. This is another reason why you want to create a thorough business plan. Any investor or lender you go looking for money will want to see it and know whether your business is well thought out and that you have a plan to turn a profit. As a dispensary, you'll need to have licenses to sell cannabis. In states where cannabis is legal, cannabis businesses typically need to pay around an average of $5,000 as a non-refundable application fee for starting their business. In Louisiana, it's only $150 to apply, but in New Jersey, it's $20,000. Now, most applicants for certificates fail to meet the startup capital requirements needed to ensure smooth operations from the get-go, and it's way harder to have a successful cannabis business than expected. The number of costs, including high rents and taxes and lack of tax write-offs and licensing costs, all are working against you. The application and licensing fees paired with any regular equipment and marketing and startup costs that you might face make starting a cannabis business an expensive endeavor. So you may be tempted to take any investment that you can. But here's the pro tip. If you're in that situation, I want you to listen to episode 6, where we talk about what you should do when a potential investor wants to write you a check, because not all investments are good investments. And one last thing. Once you're in business, taxes are going to be steep. Due to Internal Revenue Code Section 280E, cannabis businesses fork over a ton in federal taxes, more than the average small business, because you're taxed on gross profits rather than on net profits. Whereas federally legal businesses can deduct a variety of different business expenses, which help these businesses stay afloat, cannabis businesses can't qualify for the many different tax credits and deductions for operational expenses. And just to set the record straight once again, 280E cannot be beat, regardless of what some folks may tell you. Just don't listen to them, because the IRS is still winning case after case from people who try these tricks. You're in a risky industry as it is. There's absolutely no reason to add more risk by trying to win a losing game against the IRS. Now, about the only way to beat 280E, and it's really not beating it, but mitigating it, is using the law to your advantage. And we talk about all of it in episode 11. So if you want to reduce your tax liability under 280E, check out that episode for the only legal way to do it. And while we're on money, just one more thing to mention. Borrowing money in this industry is tough. Cannabis businesses have a hard time finding small business loans to keep their businesses operating smoothly. Now, the lack of small business financing for cannabis businesses stems from the fact that we're in a federally illegal business. Many of the best banks for small business loans operate on a federal scale and are subject to federal banking laws that make lending to a cannabis business nearly impossible. And big federal banks aren't willing to take the risk of being seen as aiding activities that are considered illegal under federal law. So for the most part, big banks won't lend money to a cannabis business, and that's not going to change until we get safe banking or some sort of marijuana banking reform. Until then, alternative lenders, though, have filled some of the gaps in lending to owners of cannabis businesses. However, before you dive deep into starting a cannabis business, be aware that your financing and funding options will be limited compared to what more traditional small businesses could secure. So the bottom line here is that the best advice is to pre-plan everything well and to be well-funded. Considering the many complications and intricacies of the cannabis industry, wannabe cannabis entrepreneurs should think a bit longer and harder about whether starting a cannabis business is the right move for them. The excitement of the profit-earning potential in a relatively new and rapidly growing industry needs to be weighed against the downsides, namely the costs, financing struggles, and regulatory burden. And if you do decide to go ahead with your cannabis business, there are additional steps. But for now, the things we've talked about will help you get your cannabis business up and running and on the way to $1 million business. And if you want to visit with someone on any of this, just drop me a note at chip@thegreenleafcpa.com. Okay, let's get to our last segment, and that's the one that we call News of the Day.
News of the Day.
All right, we've got one news article this week, and it comes from The Hill magazine, which is a magazine that tracks politics on Capitol Hill, hence the name The Hill. And the headline reads, "Momentum builds in Senate for major cannabis bill." So senators on both sides of the aisle are throwing support behind a proposal to tuck key marijuana banking legislation into a larger package aimed at boosting U.S. competitiveness, increasing the odds that significant cannabis bill gets through the upper chamber this year. Now, according to The Hill, Senator Patty Murray from Washington, who is the number three Senate Democrat, is leading a push to pass the Safe Banking Act, which, as we know, would enable cannabis firms to use banking services as part of a sweeping package lawmakers are hashing out in both chambers, actually, that is intended to bolster the country's supply chains and to increase manufacturing. Now, while the cannabis measure was not included in the bipartisan U.S. Innovation and Competition Act that was passed by the Senate, the legislation was featured in the House version of the bill, known as the Competes Act, that passed in February. As such, there are opportunities to reconcile the two versions of the legislation to include broader banking reforms into law. And the reason I mention this is simply, this is pretty exciting stuff, and it's one more push and one more way that we can get at least safe banking. And it would be a great start to get safe banking to allow all the risks that we have with cash to go away, because cannabis companies, including the new ones that we've talked about in this episode, are able to safely bank. Hey, quick question for you. Are you liking what you're hearing on the Business of Kush? Well, if so, please consider dropping us a review on Apple or rating us on Spotify. Now, both platforms make it super easy to do. And in fact, with Spotify, you just click the number of stars you want and you're done. Easy peasy. The reason I mention this is positive reviews are nice. Love to have them and love to read them on the air. But what they really do is to help us to get this podcast in front of more listeners in our community. So feel free to rate and review away, and feel free to share this podcast with others who you think might enjoy it. And also let us know what you're thinking. And you can do that at our website at bizofkush.com. Now, if you do go there, you'll see that we've got every episode with the show notes and a place for you to ask questions or provide feedback on what you'd like to hear more of. So head on over to bizofkush.com and please drop us a note. And also just one last reminder, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter. And all of them are at Biz of Kush. So let's connect. And with that, we're done for this week. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for your questions. And look forward to you joining us again next week. We'll see you.
You've been listening to The Business of Kush, the podcast for cannabis business owners, investors, and industry insiders. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to this podcast. It's easy to do by clicking on that subscribe button or follow button. And you can also follow us on social media at Biz of Kush, or visit us on the web at www.thegreenleafcpa.com/listen. We'll catch you in the next episode. And thanks again for listening to the Business of Kush.